My name is Dolly McFall, and I'm from Sugar Hill. It's spelled M-C, capital P-H-A-U-L. I'm here to oppose the Northern Pass, and I'm also here to oppose the business practices of the Northern Pass. 5 years ago, the Northern Pass came to New Hampshire. The residents didn't want it. However, we have been stuck with it. You have used low-down business practices to force the Northern Pass the way you want it through New Hampshire. You have lied to us repeatedly. One of them, you recently said that there was a study done that showed tourism would not suffer because of the Northern Pass. Well, I beg to differ. 135-foot towers, or 85 to 135-foot towers, every 5 to 700 feet through 120 miles of New Hampshire, most of which is beautiful scenery, is not going to affect tourism. You need to ask some tourists. I've done it. They said they wouldn't come back. Second homeowners who don't have affiliations to the area said they would be out of here, that they came here for the beautiful views and the lifestyle. They did not come out here to look out their windows and see steel towers. You have mentioned your PPA, that New Hampshire would get 10% of the power, that we would get reduced rates. But when asked to produce your PPA, you had to admit you didn't have one. And then there's the WOKQ fine of over $500,000 by the FCC for putting forth 178 pro-Northern Pass notices, failing to mention that they were paid ads paid by Northern Pass. I would like to go on, but I changed my mind because of something you have dwelled on tonight, Mr. Quinlan, and that's your desire for a balance. As I see it, on one side, we have the Northern Pass. On the other side, we have thousands and thousands of people and town after town after town. So I don't see the balance. And as I see it, you lose. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. McCulloch?